Well, here we are again. I am more than excited to know that you are as keen as I to explore these sexually charged audio experiments. Our discussion of appropriate words and language has inspired me to get straight back into writing, and straight back into you. This time around, I have something much more provocative in store for you. Unfortunately for you, there will be no full body massage included in today's adventure. And as you would have already noticed by now, I get to wear headphones as well this time. I guess the fact that there will be no massage this time around isn't completely true. In fact, this whole piece will be dedicated to the massaging of just one area of your body. And I'm sure that you already have a fair idea of what part of your body that will be. So, is your pussy clean? Did you wash between the delicate layers of flesh that make up that ripe cunt of yours? As you washed, did you think about my tongue dancing between your folds of flesh? I hope that you did. Because here's what I have in store for you. I'm going to lick and suck at your sweet, wet pussy as I deliver instructions to both you and myself. So if I ask you to do something specific, I expect you to follow my every instruction. Now, take both of your hands and place them on your thighs. I want you to grope, pinch, and massage your thighs as I kiss and nibble at different parts of your body. Take large handfuls of flesh and knead them deep and anxiously. Go on, push hard and move slowly toward the outer reaches of your cunt. Feel the pubic hair around your outer labia, but don't you dare touch your pussy. That's for me. Now take your hands away and grab a handful of hair from the back of my head. And now pull me forcefully towards your luscious mound. Push me down there and try forcing my face into your cunt. Think about how desperately you want me to lap at your juices and suck at your clit. I want you to think about coming on my face as I suck wantonly at your pink mound of flesh. But no, let me go. Let me go. It's not going to be that easy, I'm sorry. Now, you may use one hand to rub at your pussy. Open your lips and slide your wetness up and around your clit. Take your time, and if I find you are getting too excited and cannot control yourself, I will be forced to disallow you the privilege of rubbing at your cunt, as I give your thighs the attention they truly deserve. As for your other hand, I don't care what you do with it. You may have some liberties. Occasionally. Now feel as I take long, firm licks at your thigh. As you play with your juices, I want you to think about showing me your vagina. Imagine that I have never seen your pussy before. I want you to show me everything. Go on. Press open the folds of flesh and pull tight at your skin. Open yourself for me. There are so many parts of your body that I truly adore, and this next target of mine is by far one of my favorite pieces of skin. Now move your hand away from your blushing flesh, which means stop rubbing your pussy, so I may indulge in the pleasures of your flesh. Now take one hand and run it delicately over your décolletage, and take your other hand and place your index finger into your mouth. I want you to suck and lick at your finger as if it were my warm member throbbing in your mouth. The part of your body that I speak so dearly of is that crease of skin where your thighs run into your pussy, where your legs end and your outer lips begin. Now spread your legs nice and wide for me as I lick repetitively at either side of your cunt. Think about taking my erection deep in your mouth as I continue to lick at your thighs. Imagine how good it's going to feel when I finally take that first long lap at your pussy. Suck harder at your finger and think about the pre-cum starting to collect at the head of my penis as I move ever so closely to that most treasured slit of yours. I want you to think about the warm cum slowly collecting at the base of my shaft, waiting to spurt onto your wet tongue. Feel me move in and start licking at your outer labia as you prepare for my warm, salty load to fill your mouth and throat. Oh, how badly you must want me to just hurry up and lick your cunt wildly. And how badly I would like to squeeze my cum deep into your mouth. Baby, I love you so fucking much. Now take that wet finger from your mouth and use it to lightly flick your clitoris as I take my firm cock in my hand and begin to gently stroke it in front of you. I'm always so ready and eager to come when I'm lapping at your cunt, and I want to make sure that my penis is nice and hard before I plunge my face into your now moist slit. Now stop, remove your hand, and prepare for the best head job your sweet pussy has ever received. I go down and push your ass into the air so I can see your perineum stretching between your cunt and asshole. I lick at it softly and plunge my tongue toward your asshole. I take long and sincere laps starting at your butt and slide my tongue up along your perineum and into the opening at the base of your slit. I circle your asshole and flick at the skin just below your cunt. I can smell your pussy, and I want nothing more than to taste the juices that wet this lovely vagina of yours. I move up and onto your cunt, taking long licks that rise gently from the base of your wet slit, up between your inner lips, and ending finally at the hood of your clitoris. I think about the numerous times I have slid my hard cock into you, and imagine my penis shooting great loads of warm white cum into your body. I keep taking long steady licks at the length of your vagina, and begin to think of the varied parts of your body my cum has landed in the past. Let's see. Well, your anus has been a long favorite target of mine as I come. Do you remember the mornings before art school, when I used to hold you down and shoot my cum onto your ass before you got dressed? I start to lick faster. Do you remember the time I surprised you by pulling out of our sex and coming onto your foot? Or the time I politely asked you to take my cum in your hand? I take your clit into my mouth and flick my tongue teasingly. Remember the time the two of us were high in Coffs Harbour and we fucked on the floor of the motel? When I was ready to come, I stood up and spurt my wet load all over your body without once thinking of how freaked out you would get when it landed in your hair. I know exactly what you need, and I'm ready to give it to you. Do you feel as if you could come soon? Do you want to come? Would you like to kiss me and taste yourself on my lips? Here, take me. Put your tongue deep into my mouth and taste your wetness within me. Kiss me passionately and think about how strong your orgasm is going to be. Right. Enough kissing for now. Now look me in the eyes as I return to your pussy and head straight back to your clitoris. I start to make small circles with my tongue around your swelling clit. This is your button, and with enough attention I am positive that I can bring you to orgasm whenever I please. I begin to reverse the circling and picture you squeezing at your breasts as you prepare to come. I stop circling and begin to slowly flick at your clit with my wet tongue. This is what drives you to the edge. This is how I always bring you to climax. Now listen to me, for I have something very important that I want you to hear. You are not allowed to come until I tell you. Do you understand? If I find that you come without my permission, I will be severely disappointed. So hold out for me, baby, and enjoy the feeling of me breathing and licking at your cunt. As I lick at your swelling clit, I bring it up into my mouth and capture it between my lips. As you swell bigger and bigger, I prepare to suck at your wet pearl and fight the urge to grab my cock and pull it hard in anticipation of our orgasm. Instead, I bring one hand in closer to your mound and contemplate whether my finger or thumb would be more appropriate for inserting into your pussy. I know that penetration is neither here nor there for you, but I am certain that you will appreciate any and all attention I pay to your pussy. I want to know what you are doing with your hands, and if you are not already starting to grope, stroke, and squeeze at your tits, I want you to hurry up and do so, because we're about to hit the final stretch. But don't you come. Not yet. As I begin to lighten the intensity, I want you to prepare to wet my face with your cum. I want you to anticipate how relieving it is going to feel when you shudder and release your orgasm. And just before we really get carried away, I want you to remember that you are not allowed to come until I tell you. And I would also like to make it clear that by the time you do become overwhelmed and ready to come into my mouth, I expect to hear nothing more than your voice moaning and screaming in ecstasy as I plough your pussy with my mouth, tongue, and lips. Here we go. I will count down from 5, and when we hit 0, I want you to take no prisoners, pull no punches, and bar no holds. Are you ready? 5. I suck hard at your clit and flick ferociously with my tongue. 4. You grope and pull at your breasts in hunger for your orgasm. 3. Feel me inside of you and think about how much I fucking love you. 2. You bite your lip and feel my mouth suck hard at your cunt. 1. Your body begs for my instruction. Now come for me, baby. Come onto my face and into my mouth. Come. Scream and swear and tell me how fucking good my head is. I fucking love eating your pussy, baby. I love feeling you squirm as you come back down and realize your pussy is far too sensitive for me to keep sucking at. So, how do you feel? Don't answer me. Just listen. I love going down on you. And I love your openness to experiment with me. There is no one else in the world I would care for more. And I want you to know that your vagina is nothing less than the juiciest pussy I can imagine sucking on. I fucking love you,